All right, everybody, it's 12 o'clock. I'm calling the June 12, 2025 Library Board meeting to order. We do have a quorum. Public comment is next on the agenda. If anyone signed up, you have 2 minutes to speak, and it will be timed, please.
And Caleb Stanford, and the only thing on the agenda timed was the election of officer.
Caleb?
Hi, I'm Caleb Stanford, live in Lake Wiley. I know more than 200 people. There are friends, acquaintances in York County. I have friends at the YMCA, church, businesses, civic organizations. I'm very pleased with what the library board is doing to make sure the libraries support the values of the great majority of the citizens whose taxes pay for our library. I encourage the board, thank their members for their diligence, and as far as electing, I think we should retain them all.
Thank you, Kelly.
Christine Leckich. I live in TBK, and everything Caleb said, but I'm really here to thank you and support you and state my appreciation for being responsible for, because it's not an easy task being on the library board or any board, that you sign up for a lot more than you think you do, with a lot of negativity, and you take a lot of harassment, a lot of sleepless nights, and you're all dedicated, and I appreciate that. So thank you for being responsible, for adhering to South Carolina law, which, of course, by doing so, you also ensure needed funding. Thank you for, most of all, for your dedication and resolve to protect our children. So I, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all, and I think the board should stay as it is. So thank you.
Ellen Abramo.
I'm Ellen Abramo, and I think Christine said very lovely, you know, what I would like to reiterate is that as you approach the elections today, I'd like for you to consider what is on the line with Proviso 27.1, and that our newly elected board members would exercise wisdom, prudence, and discernment in curating materials available to climbers. I understand it's difficult to decipher what period content is and to what level. So, but there's a meaningful difference between literature that educates or inspires and material that crosses the line. So I encourage you, as you have your elections today, thank you for your thoughtful leadership and for protecting both the well-being of our children and the integrity of our public library system.
Thank you.
Tim, we have three more who are on here, and it's still for the election of officers, so what do we do?
Just keep going down the list.
Okay, Stephanie Foltz.
Okay. Hi there, my name is Stephanie Foltz. I live in TKK. I'm also vice chair of Moms for Liberty, York County. I'm a former teacher and a reading specialist, so I do have a background in literacy. I'm just here to echo what has already been said to show our appreciation for what you're doing. We really appreciate the new book collection policy that has been made to adhere to Proviso 27.1. It's a relief as a parent, as a teacher, as a community member to go into the library, to take my children into the library, and not have to worry about the content that is being found. So just wanted to tell you that on behalf of our organization and so many other community members, we are thankful, we are grateful. We would love to see the same board continue to serve. So thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Linda Fisher. I live in Rock Hill. I spoke before the library board a little bit, maybe 3 years ago, raising the concerns of the community about books that we were finding in the children's department that had inappropriate content for young children. I've spoken to different boards of this particular body over the past 3 years, raising concerns about different books that I have personally found. Most most specifically about racial violence and the stereotypical bias of minorities that was being perpetrated with our children to bring them to adulthood with a prefixed idea about racism. And I am very, very, very grateful that the board I looked at today is a different board, that we've had wonderful members of our community step up to address the concerns of the York County people in York County who do pay taxes to support this library and who have made responsible and considered decisions or policies to protect our children and yet to be sensitive to the concerns of other people. I want to thank the board. I hope you will continue with your good work, and I want to thank you for your considered deliberations and the new policies. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Connie Cullen.
Hi, my name is Connie Cullen. I live in TKK. I'm also part of Moss Library. I want to thank you guys for really doing the part of the job is actually doing the hard work, and we want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for understanding that the community and the political needs are really quite different. But in reality, we only have our children for such a short time. Once they get past a certain age, they make their own choices. They get to live their own lives. We only have innocent children for so long. And so I really appreciate you guys for adhering to the laws, but realizing that innocent, once lost, can never come back. So I really thank you, because it's not a political agenda to save our children's innocence. It really is a common sense and just a true love, because you cannot get our innocence, the innocence back. So I really thank the board for doing that job and continue doing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Because that was six, wasn't it? Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We have a policy about people picking four on opposite issues. We've already exceeded that number quite a few, but there was like six people that stood up and talked on the pretext of talking about election of officers when most of the remarks were addressing a book policy that has not yet come before this board. It's not on the agenda. So I think in the interest of fairness, if we're going to allow people to speak against this policy or for this policy, which has not been presented to this board, we should hear from people who are against it. In the interest of fairness.
We've already had six people.
Well, but a packed agenda. You obviously, these people came, orchestrated message, on the pretext of talking about election of officers, and some of them devoted all of their speaking on this policy, which had not been presented yet.
I didn't say policy.
And some of them had the pretext of, oh, we're talking election of officers, keep these wonderful people. But basically, this is a setup, and we know it. Everybody here knows that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Let me say one thing. We will have orderly meetings, and this is your warning. And the next time that gentleman, the officer in the back, will remove you from the building if we don't have orderly meetings.
If he can't do it, can we call the National Guard in?
We'll call him National Guard. I believe he can do it. I believe he can do it. All right. Approval of previous meeting minutes. Motion to approve.
I move to approve the previous minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I just abstained. I wasn't here.
One.
That's
okay.
It.
Cool. Reports. Director.
Okay. I will start with the year-to-year statistics report. We are at the end of our fiscal year. And so the things of note, and there are just a few that I'd like to point out, is that our new app has increased to 1,520 users. And that's just in 3 months. So very exciting. And you'll see our programs have continued to increase, and that is always positive. And we have now surpassed our total circulations for last fiscal year. Total last year was 817,540. And our current, remembering that we're not at June 30, is 861,832 checkouts. That's both electronic, and physical. And we expect to see higher rates for programming during summer as well, as you might imagine. So if you have any questions, please go ahead.
Can I have a number again?
Yes. It was, last year was 817,540 for 1,000. And this year, to date, as of probably end of May, 861,832.
Julie, I got one recommendation.
Go ahead.
On the front page at the bottom, May mobile printing. Now, I believe we talked about this as year to date.
It's not, because we just started the program.
This is just the month of May?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we get into the new fiscal year, we'll be able to have a year's worth of starting here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah. It's a popular service. And I'm just presenting to you the calendars for fiscal year 25 and 26. It doesn't need a vote. I just want you all to have them. They are the board meetings, which is, again, the second Thursday of every month. And they are the library closings. Those are holidays. That, of course, we mirror the county and what holidays we close. It has been a practice since well before the last director and the director before to, on Thanksgiving and wherever a holiday falls closest to a weekend, to close that Saturday as well. So I don't know if you have questions about that, but
I have a question.
Yes.
It said you have a calendar here for the coming year.
Yes.
And it says the Board of Trustees will meet at 12 p.m. at the library. We're currently operating under a policy that for the next 6 months, this will be an experimental basis. I'd like to move that in order to be more inviting to public participation in the affairs of this board, that beginning with the next regular meeting, I move the time for this body's meeting to be returned to 6 p.m., as was our long-standing practice until very recently.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? With no second, that motion does not go forward.
Thank you very much.
That's all you got? Okay, cool. Treasurer report.
We're going to do a two-part presentation today. I'm going to review the through May, which will be very, very short. You've got the presentation here, revenues and expenses. April, we've got two, April and May. I'm just going to forget April because we'll talk about May. And in talking about May, I'm going to bring to your attention that we are within budget on all items as we run into year end here. So all expenditures are within budget. However, we're anticipating one expense that came up unexpectedly this month, and I would like to make the following motion. In order to pay for an unexpected replacement of a condenser unit for one of the HVAC units at the York Public Library, I move to reallocate $10,000 from the utilities budget to the building maintenance and repair budget.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
I have a question. Dennis, what will the effect be of moving $10,000 from the utility budget to the building maintenance budget? How can we... What happens if we take $10,000 out of utility
budget? That budget will still remain balanced.
There's still enough money.
Yes. So we have a little bit of savings in that area for whatever reason, and therefore we're just reallocating.
Good idea.
Any more discussion? Okay, per Robert's rules, how about reading that one more time before we vote?
I move to reallocate $10,000 from the utility budget to the building maintenance and repair budget.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passed.
And I believe our secretary has this.
Yes.
Alrighty. Now the second part of the presentation will be done by Pam, and we're going to talk about our finalized budget going into next year. She'll discuss some of the changes that have happened. And then at the end, I will be making just a forewarning, another motion to approve this budget as presented. So unless there's discussion, there could be discussion and things like that, but we'll let Pam run with the ship here.
Okay. If you have the packet from Julie, you have the color coding, which is helpful. If you printed it out, the changes from this version, from last version, are bolded. So hopefully they will stand out even if you just printed it out and you don't have the color version. County appropriations stayed the same. However, we did receive an increase in state aid appropriations, moving it from $706,160 to $775,748. So that is indicated on the revised budget. Fines, fees, and rentals were staying the same estimate. Underneath other revenues, we did get confirmation that we will be receiving a credit from the South Carolina Retirement System in the same amount that we did last year of $29,666. So our total revenues increased by $99,254. Our salaries, we had to add about $1,700 into that budget because county approved a 1% scale increase on the pay grades. We had 8 employees that were at the bottom of their pay scales who are impacted by that increase. So that adjusted number of $4,508,346 is an increase from the previous version to account for that 1% pay scale increase. We did also get confirmation of a 4.6% rate increase in the employer portion of our health care benefits for next year. We have fewer people on benefits, so the net increase is only 4.16%, but that number did slightly change as I had previously estimated 4.5%, and it came in at 4.6, so I had to adjust that number. Because state aid increased, we made increases across the board for our materials purchasing, bringing our new books budget to $631,712. Our new periodicals budget to $38,153, our AV materials to $105,216, and our electronic reference materials to $1,212,435. And I did try to split that increase as evenly as I could, with some preferential benefit to the electronic reference because we are getting increased numbers of electronic checkouts on Libby and Hoopla. The next several categories did not change. The next one that changed was our building maintenance. I did put some additional funds back into that to allow for the major repairs that we're hoping to do next year. Prior to that, I had to move money out of that to account for some other items, so we're trying to beef that back up so that we can get as many repairs done as possible. Nothing else on that page changed from the previous version. The only other new thing that we put in here towards the bottom, towards the end of the budget in capital outlay, is we are suggesting that we establish a building fund to begin saving for a new building, and we'd like to set aside $25,000 for that.
Okay, thank you, Pam.
Those are the changes.
Are there any questions?
Why don't we do this? I'll just make I move that we adopt the budget as presented.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
Do we have discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to ask $25,000 for a building fund. What is that?
To establish a building fund to help begin putting funds aside in the hopes of someday having a new building.
$25,000.
It's a start.
Okay. We found almost $100,000 in windfall in this budget. And we can move $10,000 utility budget, building and maintenance budget, and we had several other transfers discussed, including money now for vehicle replacement and $25,000 for building fund. In light of all that, I would like to make the following motion. because of the vital need for new and expanded library facilities in York County, I move that the fiscal year 25-26 budget be amended, provide for the funding of a facilities assessment study by an independent outside firm as previously approved by this body. We can find all this money to move around, but we can't find $33,000 to hire an outside consultant out of a $10 million budget. This is shameful. We recently had a series of Meet Your Trustee meetings that my colleagues were generous enough to go and spend a day at a branch of our library. We went to every branch, and every one of those reports talked about the lack of space, the waiting list to get into programs. We ourselves give testimony to how badly overtaxed and inadequate our library facilities are, and we won't put aside $33,000 to hire an independent consultant to get this ball rolling. I'd rather see it spent on that than $25,000 on building fund, which isn't really going to afford to pay anything. So that's my motion. I'll repeat it. Because of the vital need for a new and expanded library facilities in York County, I move that the fiscal year 2025-26 budget be amended to provide for funding of a facilities assessment study by an independent outside firm as previously approved by this body. That's my motion.
Okay. Do we have a second? Okay, with no second, the motion does not go forward. All right, Treasurer, are you done?
Call the question.
I'm sorry?
I call the question.
Oh, you call the question. I'm sorry. We know you voted on it, too. Okay. No, it didn't go forward.
No, for my motion.
Oh, for your motion. Gotcha. All right, cool. All right, we've got the motion.
And my motion is to approve the revised budget as presented.
Gotcha. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, that passes. Now, Mr. Treasurer, are you done?
That concludes my remarks.
Cool. Standing committees, strategic committee. Do you all have a report?
Strategic planning committee. I do. Julie, this is what you had printed up. So everybody gets one of these. Julie and I have met two or three times with county officials. We have been to see the county manager, the assistant county manager, to get guidance on how to go about this process. And I think the word that needs to be stressed today is the word process. I think it has gotten lost in all of the comments that keep being made about what we need and how we need to do it, how we need to go about it. And so we decided that our due diligence would be to talk to someone who has experience with this, someone who has actually helped prepare the strategic plan for their department that will allow us to go forward with a determination on facilities. It comes up every time. We know, and even from the visits that we've made to libraries in York County, we all know space is a problem. We all know that we have some service-minded staff who would do anything to make our libraries great. They are enthusiastic. They give up their time in ways that many of us don't imagine. And I would like to sort of take a little sidestep here. I did come for the
LibraryCon.
My grandsons wanted to come, and so I met them here, then I brought them up. They had already been here about an hour before I arrived. They were so excited. It was amazing to see what the staff did for the time-consuming preparation for that. No one complained. No one acted like they were sorry that they were having to spend time with all of these very unusually dressed youngsters running around. There was a costume parade. There were so many things that these young people found engaging that day. And again, I just give your library staff a great deal of the appreciation. I mean, I don't even know where to start. And I told them that day that this is really above and beyond to have this. And my grandson said to me, "You don't know what those costumes are, do you?" Now, obviously, I don't read comic books, don't watch a lot of Marvel movies, but it was a really commendable way to get students, young people, into the library and get them excited about being within those four walls. So anyway, I'm sorry, that's sort of beside the point. But if you will look at what the process is that we have developed with our county managers for this, step one really will be, it's going to be an extended meeting that we'll have to have, and it will be a time where we can actually identify the products and services, why we're here and what are we doing, and the customers that we serve. There will have to be discussion. There won't necessarily be an outcome from that. But it gets us to think about SWOT, those of you who've been involved in that before, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats would be part of what we will do that day, to actually look at what do we think is going well, what do we need to do to improve. We'll have some of the staff there to help with some of that, and to actually prioritize the results that we get from that. The second meeting,
and I'll just add, we've done a staff survey and gotten staff's input on these very same things, so we'll be able to present to you what our frontline staff see as opportunities and threats to help drive that discussion.
And I don't know why we would use anyone more qualified.
Right.
Than they're in the trenches every day. So thank you for doing that. They're also, in our second meeting, we'll discuss what our mission and our vision will be, and to sort of look at goals that we have. The strategic plan is not just where to put a building. It's how do we develop an organized system for our county that works for our citizens. And so this will help us develop that. The third meeting, again, what we do well, what are the goals, and how do we overcome any barriers to those goals. The timeline on the second page, again, process. Julie has already done the survey for the staff. Today, what I'm trying to present to you is something I want you to hang on to so you'll understand the process that we are developing. Terry, do you have that?
No, I gave that pass that long. I didn't realize
it.
But you can see that through the end of the year, we have something every month that will somehow be attached to the strategic plan. And if you're not on that committee, I'm sorry, you still get to be part of the planning process. And then hopefully by December, we will have a draft, at least, of what our strategic plan will be. And we all know the kinds of things that need to be included in that we expect to find, but that will be the when we can finalize some of this. And financial needs, we would be able to incorporate into the 26-27 budget. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have a few questions. I don't understand why we're doing this, because what we're trying to do is what professional organizations, companies, are experts doing, and we're not. For us to come up with a financial plan is ridiculous. We don't have that kind of qualification. We've had, for more than a year and a half before I got on this board, a facilities assessment plan drafted by Martin Howell, an excellent plan by a professional librarian who knows what he's talking about. And out of that came a recommendation, and it was approved with this board, to hire an outside professional group to come in and do exactly this. People that are paid to do it and know how to do it.
No,
and you get the political bias out of the question.
Terry,
I don't understand why we're wasting a year when we know what we have to do.
I think Julie can address that.
So a strategic plan is a comprehensive plan that the board and the library need to have to direct its future. products and services. We have never had one. We need to have one. Yes, we've identified one piece of the whole plan, but we need the whole plan. And this financial needs, where this is where facilities consultants and community needs consultants pop in here. We get, this is where we put forth the money to those prompts, the timeline. This shows, what it will show is we will have a plan, we will have monies to the plan, then we can have the consultant show us how we get to the plan, and that includes community input. It also includes how much space we're going to need. It also includes how many staff we're going to need. And that's how the process goes. We jump-started it last year with a facilities plan that actually came from our first stab at doing a strategic plan, and that chair took it off and ran, and we started meeting with people to talk about what's the reality of it. And so that's where we arrived at, let's get a community needs assessment.
But don't these change. Consultants come out and have exactly these kind of meetings? Is that what they're paid to do?
They can, but we need to first know in black and white, where are we going? What are we doing? Where are we going? That's how businesses do it.
Am I understanding? Am I understanding that Josh Edwards, the county manager, this is kind of helping you all lay this
yes.
out? Is that
he
correct?
Is, yes, he's
absolutely.
Provided direction.
This is
okay.
his process, how he did it, how he worked with his staff. They too have also gotten input from staff, and they're getting a consultant. I don't know which what the work of the consultant, but that, they're the ones who advise. You know, this is how we do it. You get your plan in place. You identify what you need to do next. Where's the money involved with it? And then you take your steps moving forward.
And he's the one who suggested we are not at a point where we should hire a consultant.
Well, considering Josh Edwards is the expert that the county hired as county manager, I think he has some clout in helping us to proceed in the correct manner so that we don't waste time and taxpayers' money.
Mr. Chairman, it's been 23 years since we built a library in this county. And at that time, we've had professionals in county management. We keep falling further and further behind other progressive counties in the state because we rely on the so-called local experts when clearly the need for new libraries is staring us in the face. We've been in the fastest growing counties in the state for 20 years, and we've not added a library. It's actually shameful.
I agree. Everybody at this board, at this table, agrees we need some more libraries. We are packed out. Everybody, I don't think there's anybody sitting here that wouldn't agree with that. We do. But we do have to approach it in the correct manner. That's the only thing we're trying to work through right now, is approaching it in the correct manner to make sure that the libraries, the size is correct, the location is correct, where to find the land. There's a lot that goes into this. And considering Josh Edwards is the county manager, I think we do need to give some credence to his helping us out with the correct directions, yes.
We're going to be asking the county for the money to do this. I think we should do it in the way that they think is best. Otherwise, we're going to alienate them, and then we're going to have a bigger fight trying to get money to build these libraries. No one's arguing that we need these things.
I think we need to remember that the people in this room and the people in the county are our bosses, and we listen to them. And if they want new libraries, then they need to tell us and they need to tell the county council to get off their dust and do something.
It's also my understanding that I'm not on the strategic committee, so don't let me jump in here where I'm not supposed to be. It's my understanding that we would have to have a referendum in order to raise these kinds of funds. If this is not presented to the community, to York County, in the proper way, we'll be doing a lot of work, wasting a lot of time, and get nowhere with it. We have to be able to present this to the people in York County correctly. Otherwise, there again, we're wasting a lot of time. We had a referendum that came around, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
we need to go ahead.
I'd like to echo on that, Terry. So the important thing is, okay, I would like to look at our past. You said 23 years. Well, then you're familiar with about 10 years ago, we had a referendum. and it didn't pass. So I think we also, as a sidebar, need to do analysis about how that referendum was prepared and a critical analysis of why we think it failed, because we don't want to go through the same process and have another failure.
And Dennis, one of the things that, that Julie and I have addressed also with Josh is that very thing, that you have to sell this to the community. I mean, we can sell it probably to everybody in this room, but if it comes time to vote on a referendum and people are looking at it as though this is going to cost me X amount of dollars, whatever it gets tacked onto, then they're going to think twice, even no matter how much they want that library, of whether they would vote yes. The one in Lancaster just failed. So you don't just hire a consultant and then throw it out and say to the county council, we need this much money because the consultant says we need this much money. It is going to have to be a community effort, and that's where all of the people in this room are going to have to help us. You're going to have to sell to your friends and neighbors on the idea that it is worthwhile to spend a little more money for buildings that are vital for the survival of our communities. We're on this board because we believe in libraries. Most of my adult life, I grew up going to libraries, but my adult life I've been tied either to libraries or to education. And I think this is the lifeblood of the community. It is where we house our best and brightest ideas. It is the storehouse of our culture. Why would we not want to present this in a way where the community would say, yes, we'll spend twice that much money if we have to because it's worthwhile? We have to make the library seem important, and we need time to do that.
Well, I don't want to add load to the strategic committee, but it would be wonderful if you all could put that in your notes. Let's do consider what happened 10 years ago in York County, why that didn't pass, and Lancaster, what happened there? I mean, it may be something totally different, that mistakes that we wouldn't make, but I'd like to know what happened in our side county, sister county, Lancaster.
Lancaster is not comparable because the people in the lower end of the county down there that don't feel like they're being served, the ones voted against it. The people who live in the Indianland area who understand the vital need for roads proved it by wide margin. So I wouldn't draw that comparison.
Okay, well, that's a good comparison to be able to figure out.
Josh.
All right, strategic committee, do you all have anything else?
Just prepare for a longer meeting, I guess, just beginning in December, in September.
Okay, well, thank you for putting that together.
Thank you, Carol.
I would just point out that I'm a member of that committee. This is the first time I've seen this, but here and over
there. Well, I think Laura would say the same thing. We have not. We will have a meeting with the strategic planning committee now that we have this figured out how we need to move forward. But it when Julie and I talked about it, it just seemed to be worth our time to get some professional guidance.
This was a result of our meeting with Josh and Kevin. And so we just wrote down what our next steps would be to them. It was not a planning
yeah. committee.
So we can just discuss this all as we plan it.
All right. Strategic committee, thank you all. Policy committee, do you have anything?
The policy committee did meet in a workshop format this week, and the purpose of that was to discuss the policy. We just did verbal discussion of trying to get where the policy, where the individual members are on board. We made suggestions for people to consider. No business was performed, no motions were made, and we see a process of several more workshops before we run into a final policy, but our goal is to meet several times during the month to try to pursue this to a goal of having an official meeting where we can present a policy and vote on it as a committee and then present it to the total board.
Dennis, may I ask you a question? At that meeting that I attended, you said you would have a proposal for the next meeting of this board. Is that correct?
Well, that's the goal, but we now know we have a lot of research to do. So I'm just saying we're going to continue to meet frequently, and I'm saying that meaning at least every other week until we pursue the to a conclusion.
But you don't have a specific date that you're going to present?
No, other than fast.
All right. Thank you, Policy Committee. Unfinished business, none. New business. Does anybody have any new business? All right, we're clicking now. Executive session. We're about to go into executive session. Well, hold on just a minute. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
You have to say specifically why you want to go into executive session.
Annual evaluation of director and legal advice. Do I have a motion to go into executive?
So move.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, you all, in executive session, just the library board will be here. Action resulting from executive session was none. So we are down to election of officers. You want to pass those out, Cheryl?
Yeah, I think we have enough copies, and I have another set if we need those. We got Gibson.
All right. We can, I guess we just write these in and then turn them in and see how the votes go.
Tim, can I make a note that my last name is M-I-L-E-M?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's me.
That's probably happened before.
Yes.
Okay.
We do sign the voter signature box. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Julie, do you want to be the caller?
No, it's Carol.
Carol will come.
You want to
get to count, Carol? Thank you.
Carol will come. Thank you.
So we have 7 people who voted. And do I just announce the one?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tim Steele as chair, Nancy Nicholson as vice chair, Dennis Getter as treasurer, and Carol Herring as secretary.
Okay, thank you all. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Aye.